This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to summarize what we have learned in our study of Matthew 24 and 25. We captured what we learned in five words: readiness, watchfulness, diligence, and selfless service. We amplified the first three words. Now let's focus on the last two: selfless service. This is possible when we have our lives in order while we see so much disorder and heartache around us. We'll more readily see and want to help those in need and be in a place where we can help. Reflecting on these five application words, I was reminded of Hebrews 12, 1 and 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Also consider Paul's words in Galatians 6, 9 and 10. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Jesus truly left us an example of what we have learned about being ready, watchful, diligent, and selfless in living for God and serving others. Follow his great example, relying on the Holy Spirit to guide and enable you. And for further help, I have a book, Light in the Night for Living in the Day, that you can pick up by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.